Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How are we doing tonight, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen.
All is good, Michael. How about you? It's I was on live here a little bit earlier and, you know, letting everybody know about the show. And, you know, our guest tonight, because I got kicked off my main account, I couldn't go in and get her proper name because I think she got banned as well, or her main account. And, you know, so I was doing my best. I was doing my best to spread it the best I could. But, you know, Harsh, everybody's tuning in tonight, and they all know her, of course. And I'm really excited to have her on. I mean, she's one badass Canadian.
She is. And I'd just like to say, Michael, I will never be referred to as a fella. That is not my pronoun. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Michael, it's the, they, and them. There's no, you know, and he
yeah,
and she,
yeah.
Okay?
Let's get it straight here. No, we've got a wonderful show tonight. We've got Miss Casey on tonight. She is like the troll fighter from hell. I absolutely adore this woman. So it's going to be a good show.
Awesome. I literally just pulled back up to the office and jumped in here into the studio room and like 6 minutes ago. So I got here nick of time.
Nick of time. Well, you know, I imagine it's a little bit hot over there in Texas.
Oh, man, we hit a lot of traffic on the way back. I should have left a little bit earlier. I hit everybody coming home from work on the way back from Port Aransas, and poof.
You made it home, though. You made it home.
Truck. Yeah. Yep. 7.5 hours with the kids in the truck is long enough.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, we go on TikTok and we scroll through and Kim texted us there and said, you know, got this great guest. And, you know, she just happened to show up, start showing up on my feed. And, you know, it's just funny how that works, you know. And started to watch her content as you're going after the trolls and these things. And, you know, I thought, wow, she would be good on the show. And then Kim texts us, it's almost like TikTok is listening to us or something.
They may be. They just may be. Wouldn't put nothing past them.
Well, boy, don't we have the content for them if they're listening.
We definitely do.
I always say, you know, if someone's left-leaning and they're balanced and they're sensible and they don't want to, you know, come in and call you a racist because you disagree with them and, you know, they want to come in and share their viewpoints and have us listen to them. I mean, we're always a listening ear. We try not to be right wing. We could probably, you know, lean a little right, but, you know, we're all entitled to our opinions and to our thoughts, and we'll give you that opportunity on the show to explain yourself, and we'll never call you down or make you look stupid or anything like that. But at the same time, we're not going to have you do it to us either. But, you know, this show is open for everybody to call in and explain themselves. What do you think, Michael?
I think you're talking to a different generation of Democrats myself. You're talking to the John F. Kennedy Democrats. I don't think those Democrats exist anymore. We're on the Pelosi Democrats. The AOC Democrats is what we're dealing with. And they can't call in a civil conversation. We can't even do it on TikTok.
Well, you know, how does AOC, I mean, you look, I mean, she's, you know, excuse my language, but she's dumb as bag of nails, you know, and, or dumb as rocks, as they say. How she got elected to anything, people don't even understand that. You know, they find someone who's got a little bit of charisma, they push them, they put all this money behind them, and they get elected.
Money.
And then these people sit back and they don't do nothing, and the people that got her elected are the ones that get everything signed and get, you know, write all her bills and all these things. I mean, I doubt she ever read a book in her life.
Yeah, if she did, it was probably The Cat in the Hat, something along that line.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Exactly. About as far as I see her reading capabilities going. No, really, these people are smart. You know, we act like they're dumb and that they don't have, but they're outsmarting us in a lot of ways right now. You know, they definitely knew how to push their agenda, and they got their agendas pushed through, and they knew how to keep us silent for a long time. So I'd say that we're dealing with an enemy that is obviously got some wit to them. Somebody has some smarts to them in that group. Somebody's running the show. So,
well, if you look at it, I mean, they own Twitter, they own, you know, New York Times, they own CNN. You know, they're very smart in taking over all the social media. And, you know, that's where the conservatives, Republicans, whatever, that's where they kind of lost their battle. They allowed all these things to happen. They allowed themselves to get pushed off the platform. They allowed themselves to be silent. And it's only now they're really waking up to, like, whoa, what have we done? You know, Fox News just don't cut it. Fox is completely gone by the wayside. I mean, you look what they did when they called Arizona. They were still counting ballots, and they called Arizona for Biden. You know, you can't tell me there wasn't something crooked in on that.
Oh, man, yeah. I was screaming at the fucking TV that night, man. I could not believe that they did that. Absolute bullcrap. Yeah, I bet I wasn't the only one either. I bet there was millions of people just yelling and screaming and stomping like we were kids playing a video game again.
Well, you imagine how many people was in the lineup just went home.
Yeah.
You know, you want to talk about election meddling. I mean, that's it right there. Someone should answer that question. You know, or the fact that the numbers were changing live on the screen, Trump's votes getting flipped to Biden. You know, we all know. Listen, our show is unplugged and uncensored, so let's break it wide open. We know for a fact that American election was stolen. And I believe here in Canada, there's some funny shenanigans going on, too. And you look at Macron over in France, there's no way he got elected. I mean, you know, and this one world agenda had to have all these far left wing nuts in power in order to promote their agenda.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. And I definitely wasn't saying that AOC and these people are smart. They just have smart people behind them. And like you said, the art of war tells you how to do it. You know, you control the media, you control everything. The social media, you control the mainstream media. And, you know, just like you control the food, you got the power, any of it. They have all the power, and we're taking it back slowly, little by little, we're taking it back.
Well, you look, Michael, when they, you know, when Elon Musk now buying Twitter, and he comes out and he says, okay, well, we want to know that only 5% is bots. So now the big scurry, if you know, it was news all over Twitter. If you went back to Twitter, you would know that a lot of conservatives now were gaining major number of followers. And they were saying, wow, you know, like Don Jr. was on there. He said, I normally get 100 a day. Now I'm getting 5,000. You know, and all these things. So and the opposite happened to the left. They start losing followers, you know, and then they come to find out that Biden's had over 21 million bots. You can't tell me this is a man who couldn't draw a crowd of 200 people, had 81 million votes, the most than any presidential candidate ever had. You can't tell me. And then he had more dislikes on YouTube. They had to remove the dislike button. The left pushed this so hard, you know, they're all in.
Absolutely. They were losing followers by the 5 and 20,000. Kamala Harris was losing them just like that, too. Neither one of them are popular. Neither one of them won the vote. Everybody knows it. It's what the hell are we going to do about it? You know, are we waiting till 2022 and trying to get a red wave there? Or, you know, I just don't know. I'm lost. Losing my hope in Trump coming back and trying to do anything. You know, a lot of people are with me, you know, starting to think maybe even controlled opposition on certain things, you know, keeping us at bay. I don't know. I'm in a research mode of my own on a lot of different things right now, trying to make sure that my mind's even working the way it should be. Just because, you know, people bring stuff up and they get you to thinking about things and you start, okay, well, I'm going to research that. So I've been doing that a lot with different things and we'll see where I come out.
Well, a lot of people, you know, that's the question that I get on all my TikToks is, do we do about it? What do we do about it? You know, we sit on here and make TikToks. What do we do about it? But the reality is, you know, you need a Sri Lankan awakening. You know, I mean, you look at those people over in Sri Lanka, I mean, they're having enough. And I'm not saying go out and do what they did to the politicians. I just mean the awakening to where the whole country is united, left, right, whatever, politics no longer mattered. They come together and say, you know what, you've had your chance. You know, because the same people that are supposed to fix the problem are the ones causing it.
Absolutely, they are. And it's sad that people have to come to that type of treatment before they unite and say, okay, I guess we are being treated badly. And because, man, if a lot of these people would just open up their ears and close their mouth just for a few minutes and listen to the stuff that we have to say, I think that they would agree with us. And they would say, okay, yeah, $6 a gallon for gasoline, U.S. dollars is fucking ridiculous. And $12 for a dozen eggs is ridiculous, and we need to figure out what's causing this and how we're going to fix it. You know, we don't have to agree on everything, but damn, we can agree on some things and start working on those, because that's what's, you know, sinking the ship right now.
Well, I'd say, you know, if you look, you ask anybody, you know, come on, how could you go from a Trump economy to this economy? And the same with us here in Canada. You know, something got to be ringing in your head saying, okay, I get it. And you can't blame it all on COVID. You know, COVID didn't have to be the way it was. I mean, it was supposed to be 2 weeks to slighten the curve. All of a sudden, you know, the flu disappeared. Everybody locked up, scared dead, going around wrapped up in 10, 11 masks. And, you know, the media did a proper job in scaring people. I mean, we were all nervous. I was anyways. Spraying on the bottom of my boots and seeing what was going on in Italy. And, you know, and a lot of it would come to find it was propaganda. You remember they had the Chinese walking down the street dropping dead.
Yeah.
You know, and that was going around. And we're like, what the hell are we dealing with? And then we come to – that never happened. Never happened.
Never
here.
Happened. No.
We've been fumigating
showing
the
body
bag.
Yeah. Nobody fell out in the streets. Showing body bags of people just laying there, rows and rows of body bags, and then you see the one dumbass sitting up waving like, hey, what's up?
Or cigarette, having a cigarette in his body bag.
Yeah, seriously, like, what the fuck is going on here? I think that's what a lot of that kind of stuff right there woke a lot of people up to, like, hey, what's really going on, you know? Like, does it make sense? But, yeah, we were building hospitals on ships and all kinds of shit. We didn't need any of that stuff. Ford started making ventilators. We didn't need that stuff. They just had everybody panicking, just like they did over the toilet paper, just like they're doing over the baby formula, just like they're going to do over everything else. You know, they caused the shortages. They do it to us.
Wow, and that's it. You know, and anybody listening, I'm not saying COVID's not serious, friends. Don't get me wrong.
No, not
when
at
I
all.
Say that. Many people lost loved ones to it and these things, and many people are still suffering the adverse reactions to it. But I'm talking about the fear campaign that went ahead of it. You know, that was all
yeah.
planned, to put the fear into everybody. I just seen some evidence tonight. You know, I haven't really been verified yet, but ahead of CEO, I forget which country it was. I do edit it on my other account. Jimmy Durch's wife, she put it up. And basically what I was saying, all these Hollywood elite and this pharmaceutical guy, they all took saline shots and had it, you know, had the paperwork to say that they got their vaccine. And the guy's excuse was he was scared of the vaccine.
Well, I personally know people that did the same exact thing. People that are high up that should have been taking the shot or were supposed to take the shot and took saline and signed off as getting the shot as well. And, you know, you remember the doctors or the nurses in New York City that were giving out the vaccine paperwork saying that people had it. You know, there's a lot of people that took saline, I think, that didn't even know they were taking saline, you know. They couldn't give that jab to everybody.
Well, I seen a news clip from Fox there where they were talking about a 5-year-old boy fell down in a soccer game, cardiac arrest. 5 years old.
That's absolutely normal. You know, that happens all the time. Never seen that shit until the last year and a half. It's crazy. It's sad. all those soccer players, football players, all kinds of people falling out. It's not surprised the Olympics. Yeah, I'm surprised the Olympics weren't worse than what they were, honestly. I figured there would be more problems there. But it's only time will tell. I pray for people that took the shot. I pray for everyone. People that didn't take the shot, I pray for everyone. I just hope that we can pull through all this and that we can all unite and gain something out of it, because that's what we're going to need to do. So,
and anybody that did take it, I mean, that is the answer there. You just pray over it and move on. Don't worry yourself sick over it. I just wish, the government had to been more frank about it. If the vaccine killed it, ended it, and said, okay, listen, it's here, like smallpox and these things were here, you take this, it's going to end it. We all take it and ends it, fine. I mean, I'd line up to take it. No problem at all. When I have a 99% survival rate or 98, whatever it was, why would I want to add anything to my body? Like, that's what I did not understand about the whole COVID argument. And, there's probably some pretty smart people could educate me on that. But, it just did not make sense to me. I mean, I had my own doctor wouldn't take unvaccinated patients. He'd do a video conference with you. And I would ask him, why? How does that make sense? How is someone unvaccinated who's been this way for 7,000 years, somehow a danger to you who are vaccinated? It just don't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. But they tried. There's clips with Dr. Fauci. There's clips with Biden. There's clips with Trudeau. Clips of every one of them telling you that vaccine was going to make you, invisible to COVID, basically, and that you wouldn't get it, and and then all of a sudden it was like, okay, well, if you get it, you're going to shed it really fast, and you're not going to have that many problems, and then it was like, okay, fuck it, you're going to get COVID. The vaccine doesn't work, but we want you to get it still. Like, all the flip-flopping, all the back and forth, I just couldn't handle it, so... It sucks, pray for anybody that had it. But
here in Canada now, they're wanting the – if you don't have a third shot now, you're no longer considered vaccinated. And now they're lining up for the fourth. But one thing that's positive is they've destroyed millions. Trudeau went out and secured enough vaccine that would equal 17 doses per Canadian. That's how much stockpile he signed up to buy. Now, you just think about that. 17 doses. I don't know what he thinks he's doing with it all, but, people got to start looking into the money behind all this. That's my biggest thing. When I hear of all these things, why the big push, I can see if it worked. I'd get behind the government, or maybe you wouldn't support them on it. Still, I think you should have a freedom to choose whether to take it or not. But, I could understand if it ended it and got on with our lives and got our businesses back and got our jobs back and got our inflation down, got life back to normal, I could see the push, I could see the urgency, but they didn't do that. It never solved none of the problems that COVID caused.
No, only started more problems, in my opinion, made more patients for the doctors, more patients for the vaccine companies and the big pharma. That's all it did. And like I said, time will tell. I hate even talking about it, honestly, just because so many people got it and so many people are having problems with it. And, I hate being the I told you so guy. I'll never be that guy, just because I wish that shit upon nobody. Just like anything, I want everybody to do good. So it really does suck, but I'm reading on the comments here, people saying that they've had it and that they've had adverse reactions, and it just sucks. If we were just handed everything out front, they told us exactly what if they would have gave us the damn the paperwork instead of just giving you blank paperwork, let people know what was in it, just all of it, man. They just fucked us all the way around. They really did.
Well, and that's it, We got to, they should have been more frank. Here's the side effects. Here's what happened in the trials. So you can make an educated, especially when it comes to the kids. you know, is one thing for the adults, whatever. But when it comes to, you know, parents wanting to give this to their child, thinking they're doing a great thing, and, you know, and many people have, and I don't knock them for it because, you know, they're scared of making a, that kind of decision for your child. You know, you're terrified, well, what if I don't give it to him and he gets it? You know, that's a hard place to be, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it sure is.
So, Kim, you have Casey in the room. Why don't you go ahead and introduce her and bring her on? I'm sure she has lots to say.
She's always got good things to say. I love this girl. She's like my long-lost sister. I swear to God, she is. It's a good thing we both don't have as much content as I'd love to, but I'm too busy. But, Casey, I'm going to butcher your last name, so hopefully you can correct me, because I know I'm going to butcher your. How do you say your last name, my dear?
Keneally.
Keneally. Oh, I was going to be correct. Okay, everyone. The infamous Casey. I absolutely adore your videos. I love how you go after. The thing that sets you apart from a lot of people that go after trolls is you hit and you do it so bloody well. I freaking love you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Casey, this is Three Rows, and I want you to refer to me as MXR Three Rows tonight.
Dear Jesus.
And make sure he's got a litter box over in the corner. We forgot to bring in the litter box.
Mixer.
Lord Don, did you bring your own leash?
Oh, man. How are you tonight, girl?
Oh, not too bad.
Not too bad. I want to ask.
A.K.A. the Troll Slayer.
The Troll Slayer. I love it. Casey, who's your favorite troll?
My favorite one to deal with, I'd have to say under new management. He's probably my favorite, and that's in a good way, mind you. I have a least favorite too, but this fellow,
would be your
he's
least
more
favorite.
My least favorite. Well, I'd give you a good guess. I'd say probably Sammy.
Oh, God, that girl, yeah. Woo! MX Sammy, wow.
So what's your thoughts on COVID, Casey?
On COVID?
Yes, COVID, the vaccine, you know, we're unplugged, uncensored, so all the things we can't say on TikTok, we can freely say here.
Well, in all honesty, I mean, at first, yeah, I'm not going to lie, I took it serious. I was paying attention to everything they were telling us. But right from the start, things just, like, I questioned it. Things just didn't seem to add up. And I, of course, took to research and almost everything they'd come out with on the news and the government sites, I'd go and just sit there and research. And I mean hours and hours of research. And it just, everything that they said, you could find things that completely contradicted it. It just didn't make sense. Like the science, it didn't make sense what they're saying. I mean, science was meant to be questioned, was it not? But yet,
yes.
You question it with valid points, and they shut you down. You don't get answers. You just get shut the fuck down. And that right there should be your red flag.
Well,
but
I
think it's just shit.
I agree with you there, Casey, because, you know, when they try to silence your voice and you try to silence people like Dr. Malone and these smart doctors around the world that come together and said, hey, hold on here, you know, and to be honest with you, I have trouble taking science advice from people who believe in 52 different genders.
Yeah.
Don't know which bathroom
to
go to? I absolutely do.
Well, and you've got to ask yourself, too. I mean, enough people have said it now. Why would these doctors be risking their livelihoods for a bunch of bullshit. Like, if what they're saying was true, why are these doctors risking everything to speak out against it? I mean, you can't just say they're a bunch of nut jobs and they're not credible, because they're gaining nothing.
Nothing. They're being doxxed. They're being turned down. They're losing their licenses. Like you said, made to look like they're crazy. And why the hell would somebody that went through 10, 12 years of school and 20, 30-year career, why would they put that on the line if they weren't trying to speak out and tell you the truth? I mean, it makes no freaking sense to me whatsoever. And I thought that as soon as the American or the frontline doctors came out. Why the hell would you try to silence them? Why would they be speaking lies? It made no sense to me at all.
No.
You remember that? You remember that doctor out of, I believe she was out of Texas. You know, all the great patriots are in Texas. But the colored lady, she come out and she said, I've treated many, many patients with hydrochloroquine, and every single one of them were healed. And she come out main stage and said, you're going to all owe me an apology, and it did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't remember what doctor that was.
I can't remember her name. She was a bigger, probably mid-50s, 60s. I cannot remember her name. I can't. I don't even have the service to get on a quick Google. But she literally came out and put her whole career on the line and said that she had treated hundreds and hundreds of patients with hydrochloroquine, and every one of them, she had not had one death come through her office. And they just shut her down, and it's ridiculous what they do to people. It really is. And it goes back to them owning everything. They own everything. So if they want to make us look stupid or put our conspiracies to bed, all they have to do is go out on their mainstream media or on social media and tell everybody that, you know, their lies and their propaganda. And there we go. We're shut down again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the best thing about being live and uncensored, unplugged. We can say whatever it is we want to say. You know, and I really enjoy, you know, it's funny because Kim has talked about you and wanting to get you on the show, and you just start showing up on my feed, and I'm like, okay, you know, she's got it. She's got that it factor, you know, because it's one thing when, you know, someone just takes on the trolls and these things, but when you're smart and you're educated in what you're talking about, it brings a different kind of class to the argument, and that's what I appreciate about you.
Yes, well, and I mean, there's not much point getting on there and just saying, fuck you, you're a piece of shit, and you're wrong. You've got to back it up, or else there's no point in doing what you're doing. I mean, it doesn't really make much difference because I get myself banned every other week anyway, but at least I've got some dignity to it, I guess, maybe, whereas they're coming back with nothing but ignorant insults and irrelevant points. They're not giving us any facts. They're just telling us we're wrong and setting to reporting us because they can't argue it.
They can't. They absolutely can't argue it. You're damn racist. You homophobe. I mean, they can't. I try to bring the receipts anytime I put anything out, or at least if somebody asks, I'll pin the receipts just so people know. I'm not putting out bullshit, and if you want to go do a little bit of research on your own, you can figure this out for yourself. But, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them to drink, you know, and it goes for everything.
Yeah, sure does. You can send the links. Sorry, go ahead.
The problem is, you know, you see what your mind is trained to see. So if you lean left, you're going to see, like, I watched, you know, that one, T-Vex, she did a video on me, and, you know, I try not to respond to that sort of thing. I just block people. Like, I was scrolling through her thing, and that one Calgary mayor did a video of where the police officer, it was showing basically the woman pushed her. You know, we all know the video that was down in Ottawa. And when you go and look at the whole video, that's not what happened. But you can take a clip of that, and anybody who leans that way, they won't research to see, you know, the whole video. And, you know, we on the right kind of do the same thing. You know, we only see what they're showing us. But, you know, it's good to be balanced where you look at the whole picture and then make a decision for yourself.
Not enough people do that. Yeah, not enough ahead, people Casey. Do that, but, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and Casey, just feel free to speak up. You know, the way this program is set up, you know, it's one second delay, so it kind of sounds like we're talking over each other. But when you go to speak, you know, we will be quiet and let you speak or vice versa. You know, so don't worry about it. You got something to say, you just go ahead and say it.
Well, it wasn't anything really important. I was just going to make the point of kind of following up with what you had said there about you send them the receipts and whatnot, and you can send them links, you can send them scientific data, you can send them government data. It doesn't really matter what you send them, because they're just going to come back and tell you you're wrong anyways. They can literally look at the proof and ignore it, and I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah, and that's the whole problem, you know. People don't want to look. They want to listen blindly to what they're being told and like sheep to a slaughter. I mean, we're in such a state. I mean, people don't know what's happening now on the world stage with this one world government, with the World Health Organization trying to bring us all under one governance, you know, where UN troops could come into any country, overrule their constitution and say, listen, we're putting on a lockdown. You can't say nothing about it.
And that's why they try to shut us down, because we're in the war. We are in a war right now. We're in an information war, and we are the digital soldiers, and we're the ones telling people what's going on and trying to wake the masses up and at least wake the other lions up, and they don't want us there. That's for sure.
No,
well, like
we're
I
a
said,
threat to them.
Go ahead, Casey. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said they think we're a threat to them, which I guess we are.
We definitely are, because we shut down everything that they want to do. They, you know, even with these mass shootings, they go through and, you know, 10 years ago, they could have gone through and pushed these mass shootings and everybody would believe it instantly because, you know, what else do you believe other than what the mainstream media tells you? But now you have people that actually look into the stuff and do their own journalism, actual real journalism, and they can shut down their facts instantly. So their narrative is always changing. They can't keep up. And that's why the agenda went from 2021 to 2030. They thought they had plenty of time, and now they're pushing it as fast as they can because they have to put a stop to us or else their plans fall to shit. And that's what I want. We got to make their plans fall to shit. We have to bring those corrupt assholes down.
What's your thought on that, Casey?
Honestly, I think if they was looking to do that, which, I mean, obviously they are, but you think they would have waited a little bit longer and got rid of a few more Gen Xers before they tried to take over?
They're all about to die. They're all fucking 80, 90 years old. They know their grandkids can't fucking do it, so they want to do it for them before they all die, is my thoughts to that.
I identify as a Gen Xer.
How old are you, Gen Xer? I don't know what I am. Gen X, I guess. I'm in between. I'm half old, half young. I don't know. I don't even know anymore. All I know is they should have waited another generation, because they're raising a generation of weak men, you know, who got to go cry in cry spaces. They got to put on their pink shirts so they don't get bullied. And, you know, that's the generation that they're raising up. And that's the one they should have waited to put this agenda, because we will not stand for it.
Hell no, we won't. Nope. They call us the Greybeards, Chad. We're the Greybeards.
Greybeards and pink socks.
Greybeard that gets pink socks. Oh, man. Like we used to play skins and shirts, but it'll be Greybeards against pink socks one day. Whew. Harsh news, you got some catching up to, man. I'm on 19 right now, bro. He said he's 19. On account 15. Yeah, he said he's on account 15. I said he's got a little catching up to do. I'm on number 19, probably about to make 20 soon.
I'm still on number one.
Did you do the
number one?
Yeah, I'm on view mode only, so it's only a matter. You know, I got mass reported. Every time I get a viral video, I got one now of 680,000, and they stuck me on view mode only. Now I'll win all the appeals, but they still hold it against you. Like, it don't even make sense.
It's because, yeah, but you still have your first account, because whenever you send TikTok an email, you're like, hey, buddy, can you please give me my account back? And I'm usually like, hey, you assholes, I'm about to fucking file a lawsuit. I've got 250 people signed up for this thing. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever, bye.
I'm like, to the kind people of TikTok. What account are you on, Casey?
I'm only on account number 4. Mind you, I'm banned on it right now, but that's beside the point.
Now, do you contact them and send them messages?
Yes, I do. I've actually, this account, my main account that I have now, it's been permanently banned twice already, and I sent them a few dozen emails a day. And somehow I got the account back, which that's never happened before. Now I'm just on a, like you said, view only mode for a few days. But I go right at them both on TikTok and right through the legal on email. And I'll just drill them with email after email until they give it back to me.
And that's what I do. Like, I am relentless. Even now, when I get account warning or anything like that, I'm relentless with the emails saying, you know, to the kind people at TikTok, listen, I don't do nothing wrong. I don't violate your guidelines. I got people who don't like the content, to being sooky or whatever the case may be. But I send those emails. I get on LinkedIn. I go to their doors. I knock on the windows. I do it all, you know.
No, that's not what I send to them, but, you know, to each their own.
Well, you know, the way I do things, you know, I don't go on, you know, you and Casey are a lot alike. You don't take no crap from anybody. They come after you, you fire right back, and you know, that brings a lot more hate to you. So the way they fight is, they got 3 or 4 accounts with no followers, so they don't care if they lose it. So when you go after them, what they do, then they go tell their 5 friends that they got to go after you, and then their 5 friends got 4 friends, and their 4 friends got 3 friends, and then they all go after you until they take you down. So the 15 of them, you know, that's who's coming after you. But I kind of just, you know, kindly block them. I don't get involved, and you know, that's how I've been able to stay alive this long, I think.
That's absolutely why. And you're a little more milder, and you start your videos out just, hey, guys, yada, yada, yada. And then you're like, hey. And people are like, hey, you got my attention, shit. But, you know, you're not rude to the trolls, and you're not, you know, you just block them or skip through them. And I usually do. This week I got a little itchy and went after one of the trolls, but I can guarantee you she blocked me and she doesn't want the heat. She, I told her, you know, hey, if you're going to duet my stuff, you need to turn on your duets and stitches so I can get you back, because that's just not cool. And she was like, oh, I'm not afraid. And she turned them on, and I got 4 of her videos duetted and stitched in about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, which I never post that much. But she deserved it. And she got me violated, but she blocked me. So she won't be messing with me no more. She'll move on to another one. But her whole page was messing with patriots and conservatives. That's what it was all about. But she won't do it to me. Yeah.
Well, again, you guys both, you know, you guys ripped them to shreds. And, you know, the thing I like about you, Casey, is you do it in a classy way. You come with the receipts. So it's hard, you know, if I was fighting against you, I'd be hiding away from you.
Well, see, what I don't get is you think you got to them, and not so much one, but you think you got to the point where they just pissed off, and then they fucking come back.
Yes, they do. So we got some people on the line wanting to call in and stuff. So Give us 2 or 3 minutes, guys, and we'll open the lines for you. We got Harsh that wants to come in as well. I'm sure you know who that is, Casey. you know, but what I had you on the line, I wanted to know a little bit about you. What's your line of work?
My line of work? I actually work at a vegetable plant.
Okay. What do you do there?
Really nothing fancy. We harvest vegetables, we pack vegetables, we grade them, we trim them. We just basically do everything involved from the time they come out of the ground until they go on the truck.
Are you in Ontario?
No, I'm in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia? Wow, you're just a stone throw away from me then. I'm across the pond. You know, Cape Breton and Newfoundland went to war, and, Cape Breton threw a bunch of dynamite over to Newfoundland, and Newfoundland lit it and threw it back. Stupid joke. It was actually the other way around when I heard it. I just twisted it.
Oh, man.
All right, so you open the line there, Michael.
All right, let's let Mr. Harsh News in, see how he is doing tonight. What's happening, my brother?
Oh, not too much. Just, you know, chilling.
Chilling like a villain on penicillin, huh?
Yeah, not doing too much. I was actually got 90% of my garden finished planted today, so that was good. Might have a day off work tomorrow because we're supposed to get a whole bunch of rain.
Oh, good for the garden.
Yeah, that's why I was rushing to get it in. It's just starting now.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's good to get ready. I mean, a lot of people don't understand what's happening in this realm right now. I mean, you know, food shortages. When they come out and tell you there's going to be food shortages, you know, you don't wait until your grocery store tells you there's food shortages. I mean, you've got to start preparing. If you can't afford to go out and rush to the store right now, you just call up Casey and she'll send you some vegetables free of charge. But, you know, you've got to be prepared. And that's one thing we're all talking about, Hirsch. You're doing the garden. What else you got going on?
Actually, I'm putting in like a wallabini greenhouse so I can maybe start growing veggies in the winter too. It's like one of those greenhouses like 3 feet deep in the ground or whatever, and then it's got the hoops up on top. Kind of keeps your ground underneath the frost level and stuff like that, so you get a way longer growing season. So I'm going to give that a shot this winter and see what happens, because I'm sick of paying all these dumb fucking prices for vegetables and fruits. It's getting crazy, man. My kids eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, so, you know, when we go grocery shopping, it's about $100 just on fruits and vegetables every trip. That's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. It's insane. You know, they've always made the healthy stuff more expensive for you, though. Anytime you go to the store, you can get all kinds of
$100.
No. Hell no. It's ridiculous. It should be, you know, $20, $30.
Someone was telling me that there was a watermelon, and it was $15
for
a watermelon. Yeah. I was like, was it one of the small ones, or was it one of the big ones? They're like, well, it was a big one, but still, $15. Like, they're usually $3-4 around here.
Did it have diesel in it?
Yeah, it should have. It'd be a $100 watermelon.
Right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
No, you're just getting too wild, man. And I feel bad for any like single moms out there, especially. You know what I mean? That are trying to deal with all this price increases and stuff when they were already, you know, having a little bit of a rough time on their own, trying to, you know, feed for their kids and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm seeing a lot of videos getting posted up of all these younger women that are, you know, single and having a really hard time.
Unfortunately,
greenhouse infinity.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what they want for us. They want us all in poverty. They want us all hurting, and they come out and tell you that. Literally, they've told us that they want us to own nothing, and they want us to be happy about it. And, I mean, you can literally go watch the World Economic Forum, you know, future videos or whatever that they put out, and that's what they tell you in them. And so I feel sorry for them, too, but, you know, it won't be but, you know, a couple months, and it won't just be the single moms. It'll be, you know, 90% of the population is going to be that way. And
well, I think before COVID, I think before COVID, it was like, you know, 70-80% of the population was living paycheck to paycheck. So you know there's more than just single moms here, for sure.
Well, you know, it's an absolute disgrace, and we have a lot of people, like you're saying, Harsh, a lot of single moms, a lot of young people that got no hope, they got nowhere to turn. You know, the people, I said it earlier, the people that we depend on to fix the problem are the ones causing it. And, you know, it's an absolute disgrace, and nobody knows where to turn. But I got a message for Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and all of them. They think we're going to own nothing and be happy about it. You know, they're going to be in Guantanamo Bay and be happy about it.
Damn right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, where are you going to hide? Where are you going to hide? You bankrupt this nation. You hurt my family. You hurt your family. Our families, where are you going to hide? What bunker, what country, what planet are you going to hide on to stop the wrath of the American Canadian people?
100%.
The whole world.
100%.
The whole world.
The whole world, yeah. They're not going to have a place to hide.
No.
Now you can jump
definitely
in there, Katie. Whenever you get inspired to jump in, you just jump in. Don't worry about us. You know, we know how to handle it to kind of shut down when you're trying to talk. That's the worst thing about all of us on. It's kind of distracting sometimes, and we apologize for that. We're working on a better platform to handle that.
No, no worries. I'm having a blast just listening to you guys chat, to be honest.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's
so back to where are you going to hide? Where are you going to hide? When Mike
tunnels?
Wakes up, you know, when the Texas Patriot wakes up and he got nothing left but his Second Amendment, and we all know how Texans are, you know, where are you going to hide?
Where are you going to hide from the 17 million veterans that are pissed off, from the 17 million hunters that are pissed off, you know, from the 40, 50 million mama bears that are ready to take up arms? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I have a lot of men on my pages that ask for, you know, hey, when are we going to stand up? But I'll tell you right now, I've got women that ask me on the daily or tell me, hey, I'm ready to stand up and I will die, because they are not doing this to my kids. There are so many mama bears out there that will take up arms. It's not even funny. These people have pissed off a sleeping giant, and if they don't watch out, you're right, they will have nowhere to hide. They'll be hiding in those tunnels that they've got created underneath the United States and Canada, and that's the only place they'll be able to go.
Well, as long as they ain't hiding in the woods, because that's where I'm going to be.
You're damn straight. That's where we're all going to be for a while.
Well, you know, I do believe it is going to be the women that kick this whole thing off, because like you, Michael, I get a lot of things. All right, enough of the bullshit. Oh, excuse me for saying that, actually, but enough of it. When are we going to do something about it? I get a lot of women in the comments. That's what they say. All right, enough talk. Like, they're ready to go now.
Yeah. That's right. They are. They're pissed off.
A lot of people are ready to go. I just don't think anybody wants to go.
Nobody
wants
to. You
know what I mean? Like, that's the last thing we want, is to go and just start popping off. But, like, something's got to pop off.
You know what I think is holding us back the most is because we haven't united. And people like us, you know, like, I don't know. The left seem like they don't give a shit about us. But I still care about them. And I don't want to fucking kill my neighbors because my neighbors don't agree with what I think or what I know. And a lot of people are like that. But I think if we were actually united, if they couldn't keep us divided like they are, shit would have popped off last year already. But they keep us so divided, and they do such a good job at it that we can't unite to do it. And like I said, I'm not ready to pop this thing off and start shooting my neighbors. You know, my neighbors are vaccinated. You know, they all got vaccinated. Their kids are vaccinated. They don't like Trump, but they're good people. They're just blind. They're stupid. But it doesn't mean that they're not good people. And so I think, you know, the people like us, we don't want that, but it's going to come to something.
Just goes to show you how good Project Mockingbird actually works, hey, guys?
Ooh,
absolutely, man.
Now you're talking, you see, because these people have studied human behavior for hundreds of years. I mean, right now in Canada, when we went through the pandemic, the Canadian military came out and said that they've been, you know, they've used this as a time to spread propaganda amongst the Canadian people. So basically, they used a weapon of propaganda against us, their own people.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
They definitely did.
Absolutely insane. They also hacked all our phones and watched all our movements.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Hirsch,
they do it on the daily.
You know, they're over your house right now in the treehouse. You don't even see where they are, but you're number one enemy. Casey's she's on the list. You know, the Texas Patriot, well, they don't even want to mess with him. So, you know, Kim's up there in Saskatchewan, hid away, and, you know, nobody bothers me because I'm a nice guy. So I'm good.
I'm an on terrible, so they hate me down here, right? Just a bunch of fucking liberals down this way.
Absolutely. Well, Harsh, man, we've got several people calling in. Hate to cut you off, bro. You can call in anytime you want, and if we get on a subject you want to talk about here in a little bit, call in again, bro.
All right, so
yeah,
I'll be listening.
All right, you guys. Thank you. All right, man. Have
yeah,
a good night. All right, so we're going to let a new caller in, and our new caller will be, let's see here. Boom. How are you tonight? Welcome to the Patriots United Radio Show. Hello, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great, man. Who do we have here?
This is Swinging to the Left.
There he is. Let me explain who this is, Michael. We were on live a little bit earlier, and Uber was saying he was in on live, and he swings to the left. But he's a very, from what Uber was saying, you know, very respectful, and he got his views, and you know, we got our views, so I invite him to come on the show and talk to us and educate us, and you know, and I promised that we would treat him with the utmost respect, and you know, the floor is yours, brother.
I got to say that I
love
his
name.
Before we start, I do love your name, brother.
Well, thank you. I don't know what you guys want to know. I always hear the left this and the left that, and I also hear the right this and the right that. And I think one thing about leftists that you should know is we don't support Trudeau that much either. He's not our guy. He, to me, is a giant joke and is doing this country no favors. So I wanted to get that out of the way. I hear a lot about unity and things popping off, and I get that. Like, I understand exactly how you guys feel, and I see it too every day. You were talking about prices going up for food and things like that, and gas going up. And like where I live, they just raised property taxes on top of that. So everything is going up, 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 and up. And it's going to come to a head at some point when people just can't afford to live. And the way I see one of the solutions, and I think we would all agree that we all feel like there's a boot on us, right? We feel oppressed. Am I right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that way too. I just don't think that it's necessarily all the government that's causing these issues. Like, rising gas prices, that's not Justin Trudeau's fault. That's not Doug Ford's fault. Rising food, same thing. It's not their fault. Where I see that maybe we should put more of our energy is to keeping big business in check. So they're the ones who, despite people losing their jobs and the pandemic, you know, Galen Weston, for example, Loblaws, 40% increase in food in profits throughout the pandemic. And then you go and look at your grocery bill. That's the guy that you should have a problem with, not necessarily the government. And I
let's address it one point at a time. You know, when we talk about Weston and these things, you know, this is something where we always kind of, you know, toe the line on, you know, the rich business owners, the oil companies and all these things. But how I look at that is look at how many people they employ, you know, and we talk about the high
gas
prices.
How many people they underemploy.
Well, you know, I agree with you there. I won't argue with you on that. They should be doing a little more. But, you know, we got a 30% carbon tax. Or is it 30%? Whatever it is in Canada. But that's driving the price of gasoline up right now in Canada. That is directly Justin Trudeau and the government's fault.
I disagree. If you look around the world, gas prices are up at relatively the same level. It's not just that. It's oil companies.
So how do you explain the price of oil was the same, I forget what year it was, but it was roughly around the same per barrel. I think it was even maybe more, and the price, gas price wasn't as high.
I believe part of that has to do with refineries in Canada. I'm not an expert on oil and gas, but it's the refined product, and that just kind of proves the point, too. If the raw good, the oil, is selling at a certain price, yet we're still seeing gas prices go up, 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 and up, who's profiting?
No. We had the pipelines shut down, the Keystone shut down, and all the drilling on federal land here shut down. They've shut down 40-50% of the rigs offshore. I would have to disagree and say that it's half oil companies, and I'm going to say it's half public political policies,
I think it's a larger part that is oil companies, right? You mentioned the Keystone Pipeline. That makes a very small percentage of the oil that's actually imported. We get a lot of our stuff. You know, your own guy, Pierre, said not too long ago that he would ban overseas oil, which doesn't make that much of a difference. Most of our stuff comes in through the United States. He said overseas, not foreign. That's where most of our stuff comes in from, and it is oil companies and refineries that are profiting and leading to you paying more at the pump.
They're definitely profiting, and every company has profited. Every major company has profited, and they're gaining a new billionaire every, 20 minutes right now? So, I mean, I agree with you 100%. I just got back from a little island here in Texas, and every local that I talked to there, they had a hurricane there 3 years ago, and every local that I've talked to there says that every one of them is being pushed out because of property taxes and because of big companies like Vanguard, BlackRock. They're coming in and they're buying every bit of this stuff and Airbnb-ing everything that's there. And it's sad to see cities like that just go down because of big companies like that. But we absolutely
I believe I heard something about BlackRock setting up shop in Canada as well. So that's something we should keep an eye on too.
It definitely is. But Biden could seriously sit down tomorrow and tear up a couple papers and start drilling here in the United States, and we could produce enough oil to get us out of this pickle that we're in right now and think of something, in the future. But they won't do that. In my opinion, this is exactly where they want us. They want us paying $10, $12 a gallon in United States money, in U.S. dollar, because they want to push their green energy. And how else can you do it unless you get rid of fossil fuels? or cut them out as much as you can.
You know, and just to go back to, you know, the refineries and these things, we have a refinery right here in Newfoundland. Well, what's your first name? Swingin'? I can't call you Swingin'.
Yeah,
you
Matt.
Can.
Matt? Matt.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, right here in Newfoundland, we had a refinery that closed directly because of the price of the carbon tax on the barrel of oil sold out of Newfoundland. So they ended up closing the refinery. Now, they ended up opening up a biofuel something another. Later on, another company bought it. But the refinery that was there had to close directly because of the carbon tax. Wasn't enough in it for them. So, you know, the carbon tax did have a bad effect here in Canada, in my opinion. And the other thing with the carbon tax, where does the money go? You know, we hear about these things, but where, does anybody actually know? You know what I mean?
I believe it's, as far as I know, and again, I haven't researched this, but I think logically it should be invested in green energy infrastructure.
Yeah, well, we sent $250 million to Paris, I think it was, for green energy. We sent $90 million to Africa. You know, like, why are we worried about those countries? If we're going to tax the Canadian people, then we should take that green money and spend it right here in Canada.
No, absolutely agreed. Yeah, 100%. It should be. I mean, I look around and I see homelessness. I see people not being able to afford to live. There's indigenous communities that don't have running water. Like, there's a lot of shit that needs to be fixed. And a tax like that could have really helped. And that's what frustrates me the most, is seeing governments who pay more attention to business interests than they do to everyday Canadians.
You know, again, that's something we can't agree on. You know, I think we need to do a better job of looking after our people. I mean, we got our seniors here in Canada. What do they live on, like $1,200 a month? I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. They paid into Canada pension their whole life, and now they can barely survive. You know, so these are things that we do agree on. I think, you know, left or right, you know, I think the problem the left has more than the right is, you know, you got to stand with the far left. And I think we can both admit, you know, they've gone a little bit far with, you know, the these and the theys and the thems. And I have no problem respecting people and respecting their choices, you know, how you live and how you don't live, you know, but changing my whole way of life, I just don't understand that. Where do you stand on that?
When you say change your way of life, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, to the point where I can't be comfortable being myself because I don't know if I'm going to offend this one or offend that one. You know what I mean? Like changing your pronouns you know, I mean, it's gotten too much.
Well, here's the thing. Transgendered people have existed forever. This has been well documented in primitive cultures that there were transgendered people. So this isn't new. The problem for these people is that they don't see how they can really fit into society. And that's what the effort is being made, to make people feel comfortable with being themselves. They can't help it. I look at it the same way with gay people and lesbians and bisexuals. That's just who they are. And that's what's coming out more and more, is the ability for more people and the acceptance of more people just being able to be who they are. I don't think they're trying to change your way of life. But,
well,
you know, I think,
you know, maybe that came out wrong, Matt. What I'm trying to say is, you know, why can't I accept you but disagree with you? Do you know what I mean? Like, why can't you be who you are, I'll be who I am, let's be happy. You know, how you live your life is your choice and your choice alone. I don't care if you're transgender, gay, black, white, whatever, however it is your life is, you know, but I don't think that I should have to, you know, go march in your parade just to say I agree with you. Do you know what I mean? To say I accept you. I mean, I accept you for who you are. I accept you based on your character, not by what you identify as.
Well, here's the thing with this. There's a psychological aspect of this that people often overlook. So statistics have shown that people, just all people around them have to do is use their pronouns, their preferred name, whatever that is, and there is a 50% less likelihood that they're going to kill themselves. And that is a problem amongst that community. That's all you have to do. They have pronouns. I know it's hard to understand, but I think what those people are asking is not for us to understand them, for just accept them. Use their pronouns, no big deal. That's why a lot of places, like in email signatures, pronouns, he, she, whatever it is. We all put our pronouns out there, so these people are comfortable putting theirs forward.
So where does it stop, though? Do we stop after we start calling them, you know, them cats when they want to be cats, or with the litter boxes, or, you know, where does it stop is what I want to know. Because, you know, they want to act like we're hateful people, but like Chad said, we accept stuff. We've accepted too much, in my opinion, and didn't stand up and say, hey, you know, enough is enough. We're not going to allow you to push this to our kids. You do what you want, but you don't have to push it on our children. And to cut out mothers and call them birthing persons, tell me another gender that actually has kids. That's a mental disorder if you think a man can have a kid, because men can't have kids. Women have kids. My four-year-old can tell you women are the only ones that can have kids. It doesn't matter if you're a turtle, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. A dog, a cat, women have kids, not birthing persons, not men. So I just want to know, where does it stop? Where do we quit accepting, or do we just let them just say men have babies and let them, you know, say that their kid identifies as a cat and take the litter box to school? Where do we stop? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's a bit of a straw man, okay? Because, like, you're talking about people identifying as animals, and what we're – like, this is – not a new phenomenon. This just happens with some people, and all the schools are doing is educating people to accept them as well.
Yeah, but they want us to accept men, you know, what is it, MAP, minor attracted persons? Like, where do we stop accepting is what I want to know, because I'm not going to accept your kid as a cat. I'm not going to accept my neighbor as a minor attracted person. He's going to be a dead fucker if he comes to my house and looks at my kids and starts taking pictures and starts trying to do something. You know what I mean? Like, where do we stop?
Okay, well, you're talking about Yeah, those are the people who have existed for a long time who haven't been accepted. And now it's time that we evolve and progress and accept them too.
I think that
they should be lumped in with pedophiles.
More.
That's a little bit of a different story.
Well, it's
I
not,
think
because,
they need
you
to
know,
do
it's going
to
be LGBTQABCDFG eventually. When are they going to? When is this group going to say, okay, well, we're done. We're not going to accept this, because as of right now, the letters just keep adding up. And so is that, Matt, is that going to have an M on the end of it for minor attractive person in 10 years? Because that's where they're going. We have politicians here
I don't think it's going that way. I can totally see that have
made it legal to marry at 16, that have taken laws away to where you can marry at 13, that they're trying to do that. And so, I mean, in my opinion, it's a slippery slope, and we've been on it for a long time. We've been quiet for a long time, so we're going to have to start drawing some lines somewhere. My thoughts.
Well,
let me ask you, like, let's just deal with the terminology as it exists today. LGBTQ, what is the issue with those people? If the schools are saying these people exist and you should accept them, they've been around for a long time, we have it documented, we're just saying it's cool. So
well,
how does that affect your everyday life
for
us
to
accept more people?
Well, Matt, I will tell you. Again, I just say, why can't I just accept you for who you are, for your character? Why do I have to, you know...
Accept, yeah, because you
why can't I just treat you, right? Why can't I just treat you like a normal person? Why, you know what I mean? Like, if a transgender person, for instance, wants me to dress her as you know, if her, she changed her name or whatever the case may be, and I do that, you know, why do I have to accept her way of life? I don't even know how I'm trying to say this, but, you know, I'm just, why do I have to agree with her to accept her? That's all I'm trying to get at.
You don't. That's the thing, though. You absolutely, like, if you don't think that that's, like, you think that that person is leading a lifestyle that is not your own, I don't think they're asking you to change that. It's just, it's basically to treat them for who they are and who they identify with. It's literally no skin off anyone's back to do that. They have name tags at like Starbucks or something where pronouns, and I see a few here and there that they and them, cool. Which is no difference to me if that's who they are and they've figured that out for themselves deep down, that's who they are and that's who they want to be, cool. If all I have to do is say, hey, they, what skin is it off my back? That's not condoning. That's just treating someone and accepting someone for who they are respectfully.
You know, I'm going to agree with you on a lot of that. Like I said, I just because I want my best friend growing up was gay, and I didn't know. I knew he was, but he would never admit to it until we were in our 20s. He's dead now. He got a drug problem. You know, he didn't feel accepted, and I never made him feel that way. I told him, you know, several times before he ever came out, man, if you are, just tell me, man, because you can be that way and people will still like you for who you are. And you just, you're scared. If you're scared, just come out and be who you are, Brian. And he never would until one day, you know, he told me, hey, I am. But, you know, he lived that way for years. And like I said, he got a drug problem, alcohol problem. I think these people are more afraid to come out on their own than they are, you know, of the reality, because Americans and Canadians are pretty damn accepting, but they want to act like we're not. But on a good note, man, I loved having you in here swinging. We've got like five or six people still on the line. I wanted to see if Casey had any thoughts on what's going on. We have a guest tonight. Casey's in the house, and I want to just see if she's got any thoughts before we let you go. So, Casey, you got anything for me? Yep.
Honestly, I think three rows pretty much took the words out of my mouth. I can't agree with you, bud. As far as, I mean, you got gay and you got trans, but there's a difference of sexual preference and then sexual identity. Now, I've got no problem with gay people, trans people, bi. It doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. But like I said, when it comes to the point that they are forcing these made-up pronouns down my throat and demanding that I accept them and validate them while they refuse to accept that some people are just not going to agree with them, that's where I draw the line. Because at that point, they're not respecting us, so why should we show them the respect just to validate their feelings?
Yeah, nobody can agree to disagree anymore. We just have to... Yeah, we have to accept. But anyways, man, I definitely like you.
Matt,
you calling
Matt,
in?
Matt,
yeah, Matt.
Sorry, Matt. Before you go, listen, brother, you deserve a show of your own, you know, and maybe you can give your info to Kim, and we'll get you on, and you know, we could make a show of it, because you're very well versed and. Very polite, and you know, you have your views, maybe different than ours, and you know, maybe some things need to be talked about. So we'd love to invite you on and put you in the hot seat where we could, you know, just sit down and talk about these things.
Definitely.
Yeah, I would be total to open to that. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I mean, I got from Uber Canuck was pretty adamant that a lot of the people who, I guess, identify as left maybe aren't so polite, but not all of us are dicks, and I wanted you guys to know that.
No, no. My best friend is a moderate Democrat, and me and him, we stay off of certain topics, but you guys, you know, we have so much more in common than they want us to think we do. And that's what we want.
Yep.
We want to have these conversations. And Matt, you and I didn't agree on everything, but I'm not pissed off. You're not pissed off. We had a conversation,
no.
And we could do it again. And that's where we need to be, brother. That's
yeah,
where we
absolutely.
Need to be. So
totally agree.
Yeah, just like Chad said, we'd love to get you on the hot seat one night for an hour or so on the show, and just contact one of us, man, and let us know, or Kim will contact you, and we'll have you back, brother. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you get his info while he's still on the line, or
yep,
doesn't
I've got
work
it
that
all.
Way?
Yep,
okay. So Matt, she's going to reach out to you, and we'll line up, brother. And we'll have a good conversation. You're it's always good to have both sides, you know, of a conversation, not just one sided. So I thank you for that tonight. And I want to apologize to you, Casey. We kind of got off track there a little bit. That's what happens when we have guests sometimes.
No worries. Probably a good thing you cut me off.
We've got a bunch of callers sitting here, so I'm going to let in the next caller, if that's okay with you guys.
Okay, and feel free, guys, to direct Casey directly, because she's being too quiet.
She
yes,
is being
she
very
is.
Quiet. So unlike her videos. No, I'm just kidding. Katie.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Okay, so let's
it's
let in
when
caller.
You don't get a chance to research.
Okay, caller 5585, you're on.
Oh, Chicken Little, why are you so quiet? Hey, you're so quiet. Usually you're just blah, 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 blah. And tonight you're just being a little darling. Well, you're just as sassy as always. Well, where's all your words? Well, I think Chad and Three Rows there. What is your first name, if you don't mind me
Michael.
Asking?
Michael.
Michael. Yes, Chad and Michael are taking the words out of my mouth. Literally.
Now, I'm going to have to write this down because you guys, once you know Casey, you got to know her, and she'll get you every turn you make. You can say something, and she is just on the ball. So to hear her super quiet like this is really weird.
Oh, when I see her, I've got five sisters. Casey reminds me of one of my sisters because her attitude, and then when I've seen her go after somebody, just like one of my sisters. I love it.
Well, I have to apologize to her, too, because I keep telling her that I'm coming up, and I just haven't made it there. So, Casey, I am sorry.
So, who is it we have on the line?
Moto Chick, Chad.
Moto Chick. There we go.
Kate, Moto Chick. So, what's your guys' thoughts on them legalizing Coke and the freaking methamphetamine and the opiates and all that shit next year? And the fentanyl that will 2.5 grams will kill 200 to 300 people in one shot.
Well,
I was wondering when
know,
I was going to get brought up.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about it. You know, there's a lot of people in jail, good people, you know, these poor drug addicts, you know, I don't know. It's a slippery slope, you know. But you just think of how many people's in jail for 5 and 10 years because they got caught with a couple of grams of cocaine or whatever. But I don't know. I don't think much is going to change. I really don't with it being legal. I mean, I don't know.
I think that's a dangerous route to go down, personally.
Well, we have countries that it's completely legal. So it's, you know, they don't, when Portugal did it, their crime rate, everything went down. So they
Oregon,
never had no big fallout.
Oregon did it last, I think it was beginning of last year.
Decriminalized, yeah.
Yep.
They did. We see where Oregon is. Let's not use Oregon as a...
I just think, you know, weed is one thing. Weed is natural. Like I have, you want to smoke weed till it comes up to your ears, go ahead. But I think those kind of hard drugs, that's a scary move.
Fentanyl, I mean, they're going to allow you to have
that's a dangerous number.
They're going to allow you to have enough to an elephant. You can have
that's
enough fentanyl on you to kill an elephant, and it'll be legal.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous. They need to work. Yeah, I don't know. It is a slippery slope. I feel Chad because there is so many people that are locked up, good people, like he said, that got into a bad situation. Some of them, you know, it's sad. They need to have more programs to help these people rather than to lock them up and make money off of them. And that's what it is.
They should have kept fentanyl off the table. Fentanyl's a dangerous drug. Like, that's not even a drug to even try to play around with.
So, Kate, how is it I wasn't following you, or did they kick me off? Because I had a bunch of people
I was following, and all of a sudden
I'm not following them anymore.
I was on your thing today when you had Mike on there, and I was truth is truth. Like, I'm on my fifth or sixth account, and my new truth is truth 24. I had it for 3 weeks. I'm already shadow banned.
Wow. You know, TikTok, they make up their own rules, I think, when they go along.
Right? I don't know. I guess I'll just have to sit there and do the ABCs like I did with my other one.
So we got the Nova Scotia crowd on tonight. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're like 10 minutes apart, aren't we, Casey?
Yeah, about just up the road, eh?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Casey's a firecracker, and we put her on live on the hot seat, and she's a bit quiet.
She is quiet. That's why I was like, oh, no, I'm calling in tonight. This is not Casey.
I'm not used to not being able to rehearse before y'all hear what I have to say.
Listen,
never mind.
I ain't rehearsing
you guys
shit.
You guys haven't all exactly come up for air either. The poor girl is trying to get a word in.
Yeah, but if she wants to shut you up, trust me, she will shut you up.
Damn right she will.
Yeah, and we try to keep it from having dead air. So, you know, we controlling the show, that's what we got to do. We got to make sure we have no dead air. And, you know, so sometimes we just got to keep talking. But,
all right, I'll get you another topic. So today, my son comes home at 4 o'clock, and he says, hey, Mom. I said, what, bud? He goes, you know my school is locked down today? I was like, oh, what, did you have a drill? He goes, nope. He said there was a kid in the school that had a gun, so they had to lock us down. They didn't call me. They didn't text me. They didn't email me. I had to find out from him. What happens if he hadn't have come home was my thought. And then his dad had to read it on Facebook.
Wow.
Welcome to Scotia. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I didn't hear it, Casey, until Fisher came home today. And he's like, yeah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I was steaming.
There's parents all over social media going on. Apparently, none of them got, they never got contacted.
No, I didn't. And I'm only up the road from the school.
A bunch of them found it through Facebook.
Well, I don't really go on Facebook.
There was an arrest made, though, eh?
Yeah, he ran to the reserve, from what I was told. I don't know who the kid was, but apparently he did have a gun. I mean, I'm not
That's
an anti-gun
crazy.
Person because I've got guns. But, man, you got to teach a kid right from wrong. And, I mean, since my kids were little, like we've told them, you know, you got to learn the laws of the guns. Like,
well, see, I heard it was a gun threat, but I didn't know they'd actually found a gun.
No, Fisher said the kid had a gun. I don't know what kind of gun. He said that the kid had a gun.
That's nuts.
It's just nice to know that my son's school's locked down, and I had no idea until he came home.
Okay.
Yeah, that's insane. Well, Kate, we have more people on the line. We're trying to get everybody in tonight. We left a bunch of people hanging last week. Kate, thank you very much for calling in. You're welcome to call
in
anytime. And I got you now. I'm following you. So well, I'll make sure I stay on top of that. And Michael,
Casey, I'll give you
I'm sure you are.
I'll give you a ring tomorrow, Casey.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling in.
All right, so now we have, let me see here, DCHA211.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. Hello. No one's there. Oh, she's called. Okay, hang on 1 second. Let's try this one. Hello, are you there? Hello? Nope. All right. We'll move on to the next one. 3849. You're on. Hello.
Who's 3849?
At the very bottom.
Who's 3849?
Who we have speaking right now?
Yeah.
This is Uber Canuck.
Oh,
hey, Uber Canuck.
There
he is.
Okay, so we're on the line now.
Yes,
yes,
we are.
You are live.
Okay. All right. First time coming on to, and I'm trying to get used to the internet lag because it's kind of somewhat delayed. So, and when she said we're talking to 3849, it kind of didn't make any sense to me until I realized that's the last three digits of the phone number. So then I knew you were talking to me. So so what's going on, you guys? Hey, Michael.
What's up, brother? How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I was on Chad's Live on TikTok earlier, and you know, we were talking about there was one topic that was really hot for a while, and it's the exploitation of children, and it definitely needs to be kept out in the open, because as you guys know, the one word that comes to the front of my mind every time I think about that is one word, and I think everybody knows what it is: Epstein. We want the names.
Yeah, so we'll let Casey start off with that one, because she's sitting too quiet, so we're just going to force her into the hot seat. So, Casey, what's your thoughts on Jeffrey Epstein?
You know, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, I haven't done enough research into that. I mean, I've heard all kinds of different things, scary fucking things, but I don't know specifics, I don't think, enough to talk on the subject.
Well,
like, I mean,
definitely
I'll
most
you an opinion
sure.
If you want to ask a question about specifics, but.
Well, you know, I don't think you can, I don't think you really need to know much more than you already do know. And as far as I'm concerned, all you need to know is, do you want children harmed? No, you don't. Who is the person that was at the front of, you know, who was the front man of the Lolita Express? Epstein. You know, the thing is, and I talked a little bit about this on Chad's Live, and that was, you know, when you know, look how quickly the story of Trump and, you know, being a Russian spy came out. Look how quick that was brought up and spun doctored. and manipulated and like spread across the news like a virus. Look how quickly that happened. And then what happened was when Epstein came up, it was, I mean, everybody knows it was suppressed to the max. We all know, like, why is that? Why did it happen? And why is it being conducted that way? And in the way that I'm talking about is, why was it so easy for the story of Trump being a Russian, you know, spy? Like that, that's garbage. Like that, that's fucking garbage. It never stuck. The story never held. And it went down faster than a Thai hooker. The thing is it wasn't true. But now this story about Epstein and everything that's happened up until that this point, why is this story so hard to come out? Rhetorical question.
Protecting
right?
too many people.
And not only that, but like there's just way too much stuff to prove that it's right. And that's why it's being suppressed. I mean,
whatever
you
happened to this black book or this?
What's that?
List. Whatever. Wasn't there like a black book or a list or something?
And what I was going to get to is even on Twitter, you couldn't even put the group of words that said we want the names. That wouldn't even stick back like last year. That you couldn't even type that. If you did, you'd be banned. Now it's different because. Because Elon Musk changed things, but think about it. You couldn't even say we want the names with everything that's come out, with everything that's known. Like everybody, ask yourself the question: why is this black book still in the dark? And then ask yourself. How easy was it that the story of Trump being a Russian spy, how easy was that story to come out? It came out faster and easier than anybody could even imagine. That, and everybody knows it was garbage. But this
That's
story,
the
about,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
I'll jump in there, Mike. The thing is, you know, we talk about Epstein. What a lot of people don't understand about Epstein, Epstein was connected to the Mossad. So was Maxwell. Maxwell was, her dad was a well-known Mossad agent. And these people, they create honey traps. And that's where the children is bought in. They use these children for sexual pleasure. Murder, all these things to use and abuse these children to catch these rich politicians and rich people and powerful people and all these things. They catch them on video and they use it for blackmail. So there's no way in the world that the names are getting out. So we need to keep making more and more racket about it. And, you know, we do have a lot of callers on the line tonight. So, What else do you, when you talk about Donald Trump there, Mike? I mean, you know, a lie is easy to believe if it keeps being repeated.
Yeah, exactly. And all I'll end with is Michael and Chad, you guys got to get Terry missing the 614 on ASAP because as soon as she gets on, she's got information that's like really hard to find, if not almost impossible. And she is the shit when it comes to knowing stuff about child exploitation and stuff. And like I said to you on the live, Chad, sure that you ask her the question, ask her to tell you guys about burial spot number 9, and you guys will be blown. Way when you find out. That's all I'll say. I know you got other calls on the line, so I'm going to jump off. Thanks so much for letting me get on. And I'm going to jump back in the chat box and listen to you guys talk now.
You're awesome, Mike. And I tell you what, you're a great freedom fighter. You're a great supporter of all. You know, you're a lot like Brooke Infinity. You know, where you just support other patriots.
She's awesome.
And I really appreciate that with you guys.
It's awesome. Everybody, okay. Mike, when you get off tonight, go look at Elon's latest tweet about the Epstein and his and the names. He's been tweeting about it all weekend. It's crazy. It's funny.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm gonna do that. I still have the Twitter app. You notice that it's not Twitter, it's Twitter. I still have the Twitter app. I'm gonna go and check it out for sure. Thanks a lot, you guys, and I appreciate you giving me the time that you did.
Awesome. Have a great night, Mike.
Okay. Take.
All right.
All right.
We've got hello, caller. Can you hear us? Is your mic working now?
Yes.
Okay, you're live.
We got to get your real name because I can't keep calling people butter.
It's DCHCA2022 off of TikTok.
Yes, I know. What's your real name?
Diane.
Diane. It's a lot easier than calling you DCHO202.
Well, everyone calls me DC, actually.
DC, okay, that's better.
Okay, the reason why I'm calling is I'm finding a lot of people on TikTok getting everyone stressed out here. I know a lot of people that are on ODST. And I've been talking to quite a few of them, trying to wake them up. And they're all for this digital ID thing. You want to know why? Because they're going to get $2,000 a month and get to live free and do whatever they want with this money. I told them, you're going to have to be vaxxed, completely vaxxed. Oh, no, we're not going to have to do this. We're going to be able to do whatever we want. They're completely, completely blind. This is why we're having issues waking people up. They are so blind. Like, it's crazy.
Well, you know, DC, I think digital ID is, you're never getting away from that. I know Pierre Poilievre denounced it, but I think digital ID is the way of the future. I really do, and you know, this $2,000 a month free thing, people don't understand nothing in this life is free. Somewhere along the line, somebody's paying for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're blind. He sat there and told him, he says, I'm going to get a boat and I'm going to live off of the land instead of like a home and do nothing and be happy. And it's like... He's not vaxxed, mind you, so he seems to think that he's not going to have to get vaxxed to get this money. They're already talking about canceling ODST, period. So then they're going to be stuck homeless. You know, like, I don't understand, like, what's going on with all this.
What's your thoughts on that, Casey?
That they're canceling, like, this is... I'm not exactly sure what that is, the O.
ODST,
it's
assisted living, I guess. They give you a certain amount per month. It's almost like low income. It's like welfare or something. It's hard to explain because I don't know myself. It's a disability.
Yeah, I understand. I'm in Nova Scotia, so it's just called something different down here. But, what was their reason for canceling it? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know. It's not something that, I don't know too much about it. I'm just hearing through these people. Or there's a lady on TikTok that's making videos stating that Ford is doing something to cut it off. Nobody's going to be able to claim disability at all if you're not vaccinated. By the way, I like your videos, Casey.
I don't know
Casey.
How they could legally do that. Thank you. I mean, obviously, half the shit that they do now isn't legal anyways, but, Like, I feel like they would have to be able to justify that in some way to be able to cut off somebody's income who physically or mentally or for whatever reason cannot gain employment any other way. They're dependent on that. And, I mean, I've heard it even here. I've heard talk about them canceling benefits or denying benefits based on your vaccination status. But honestly, I'm not entirely sure that they would. I feel like it's more of a threat. It's more fear propaganda to get people to get vaccinated, maybe more so than reality. Now, I wouldn't put it past them.
Everything's a fear tactic with these guys. You know, it's pathetic. And touch up on the Epstein. I seen a video once on TikTok. I haven't seen her since. She's probably gotten banned for this. But she's given a website that gives the address of Epstein's white manifest.
Yes,
which
I've
have,
seen that,
and
actually,
I've looked at it,
and
it's legit. It's legit. I looked at it, and I couldn't believe it. Like, I don't understand why this is not public, where people can see it. She's made the TikTok. I'm sure hundreds have seen it. Like,
well, and I mean, there's big names on that list too. Big
no, there
names.
Is.
You got
why,
Mr. Fucking.
You know,
is one of them.
The problem with the list is we need charges. We need the government to come in and indict people. Then that'll bring that list to life. You know, right now it's just names on a paper. And until they actually get up and do something about it, I mean, that's all it's ever going to be.
What's making it so hard to find these names, though? I don't understand. Like people show me pictures, you know, and it's, okay, well, how are we not finding the proof of these names? Like, it's been going on for a long time. Like, forgive me if I feel stupid for asking this question, but...
Well, because everybody that speaks out is going missing or, you know, killing themselves, right?
Yeah, of course. Anyone that knows proof, they're disposed of.
They're terrified.
Because they don't want the truth
anything.
To come out.
Well, I mean, fact of the matter, you risk your goddamn life for it. That's fucking, like, this
right?
is not shit that you hide. I don't give a shit if your life's on the line or not.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I've been looking into and doing research is the pig farm. Oink, oink. Because, I don't know, I've heard through the grapevine that Trudeau's part of all this, and that man really, really needs to go. Like, I'm from Ottawa, and... I can't fathom what he's done to our city. You know, the truckers came. Everything was great. I went there every day. I've been protesting every weekend since, fighting for our freedoms and stuff. And the police are getting worse. And it's all because of what he's doing, like sending all the police. Like, example, when it happened there, April 29th, I was there as well. It's like... What has he turned our city into? People are afraid to come here. People don't want to come here because of what he's done. Like, I feel like my city is a disgrace, you know?
We've got a lot of places in the United States like that, too, because it's their policies. The shit they're letting people get away with is astounding. Mm-hmm. And what's even more astounding is we've let them get away with it. And we weren't loud enough, and we're going to have to figure out a way to stop these people, and we're going to have to, even if, you know, with voting and shit, we're going to have to start standing up there like they do, and we're going to have to start checking every fucking vote, and we're going to have to be more involved in every step of it, or else they're going to continue to do what they do. You know, they keep us so busy, so occupied with our lives. But people don't realize when we're on social media, you know, that we're making lists. We're not here for fun. We don't want to be doxxed. We don't want to be on government lists, but we want to wake people up. And, you know, these people think that we're just on here to get famous or to spit lies or propaganda, but really all we're doing is harming ourselves, but we're doing it for the greater good. And
exactly.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, like I know you guys have all been banned a lot. I'm on account 3 and 4 right now, which is almost there as well. It's ridiculous, you know, all these community guidelines for spreading the truth. I do lives every weekend on my march, and this weekend I just did a really wicked one. We must have had about 300 people. I did a live. Everything went great. The live went, and it lasted. I got out of it. It was still there. I get home, I'm away home, and it was removed. And I was permanently banned. I appealed it, and then they changed the suspension to I can actually go back to live starting tomorrow at 3 p.m. Like, there was no hate speech, nothing. It was all the trolls that got in there.
Yeah.
And yep. Ruined my video. And the thing is, yes, I should just let the video go, but that video meant a lot to me because a lot of stuff happened. I had Brian Dirksen, the trucker that got arrested last week. And on Saturday, they tried to arrest him again just before the march. They wouldn't even allow him to speak. But I don't know why, but he ended up speaking anyways. They didn't do anything. It's all a scare tactic, but they're harassing him continuously. So
absolutely. That's what they're doing. Anybody that speaks out, that's what they're going to start doing with them. They're going to dox us. They're going to harass us until we shut up or fold.
Yeah.
I'll die on my knees. You know, I've got a future for my kids that I've got to leave here. So I think a lot of people feel the same way. Well, we appreciate you
calling
in tonight, girl.
Oh, I like your videos,
Free
Rose.
Well, I appreciate all your support, and thanks for everything you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
so,
I'm going to – I just wanted to say what I had to say and actually speak to you guys. I love you, Chad, Casey, and
Thank
Free
you.
Rose. And I will
forget,
let somebody else make the call.
We're going
to
wrap
I
up
just
this
wanted
show
to make
here
a live.
Pretty soon. Well, we
okay.
appreciate it, girl. Thank you very much. Have a great night. So,
Everyone always forgets me.
Yeah.
I'm like the stepchild in the back room behind the curtain.
I've been talking to you the whole time.
Oh, I know. You and I have been talking, but yeah. No, that's okay. It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good. It is what it is, she says.
No, we appreciate you so much, Casey. Any final thoughts for us?
Not so much thoughts. I mean, I really appreciate the opportunity. I mean, you guys are amazing. You know so goddamn much about all of this. I feel half uneducated talking to you guys.
Well, it's Chad. It's mostly Chad because, you know, during the day, Chad just rides around on his horse, you know, trying to save Trudeau, so...
I was hoping nobody saw that.
So the world saw that.
The world did see that. I remember sitting there going, oh, I was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Has anybody seen the video or the picture of Putin shirtless on a horse? All I can imagine was Chad and Putin beside each other, all hairy and riding horses, trying to save the world.
Bareback.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my funny side comes out every once in a while.
You got a funny bone in you, do you? Oh, man. Well... You're going to have to keep that up because everybody needs a good laugh every once in a while, especially in these times.
Yes. Oh, so Casey,
it is,
you know, I appreciate your content. You know, you keep swinging. And we'll love to get you back.
Will.
But we'll get you back when you're all fired up. You've been way too quiet. And, you know, and because we're online and we have a lot of people listening and stuff, we try not to have dead air, so, you know, it's not that we're trying to talk over you and you're probably just being polite, but we're sorry if we made you feel that way.
No, it wasn't you guys at all. Like I said, I either don't say nothing at all or I don't shut the fuck up. There is no in between.
Well, I just got off of an 8-hour drive with my kids, and I had about, I think, 2 5-hour energies on the trip. So I'm definitely fired up and going.
You're always fired up.
I'm always fired up. That's right.
I've been trying to book the ferry from Nova Scotia back to Newfoundland, and they're booked up solid, you know, but they have these rooms for the deaf. And so I said to the lady at Marine Atlantic, I said, well, does it count if your kids don't listen?
Tell her who you are. Tell her you're Caddy on TikTok, man. She'll let you have a room.
Well, you know, I usually talk my way into anything, so we'll see.
That's right. I'm waiting for you to talk your way into Elon's chat room and for him to listen. I'm waiting for him to come on the show.
Listen, I'm going to have Elon on the show. Don't you worry. I've been sending tweets and twits and twats and everything else. Okay, I'll keep dropping them. I'll drop that video. We want the names. I'll tag him into it. I'll keep doing it until we get his attention. Then when he emails me back, I'll say, can you do what?
Can you get him to buy TikTok?
Oh, God,
well, that's
that would
what
be,
we need.
Just make a new one. Just make a whole new platform
yeah.
and get rid of TikTok. Just drive TikTok to the ground. That's what I want. Fuck buying TikTok. Just make a new one and leave the liberals over here if they want to stay over here. But, you know, it is what it is.
I just don't understand the logic behind the apps. Banning people, allowing people to mass report you. I really do not understand that logic. Someone goes on, they build an account, they build a following, you know, they're posting 3-4 times a day, you know, they're building something, and then just because a couple of liberals get, you know, their feelings hurt, can't go to their cry room, they got to get online and start tagging people. I just think I don't understand why TikTok allows it to happen.
That's just it. It's become a leftist app. They literally side with these people. It's like they support them and they push their content while they allow them to take us down and help them do it.
It makes no sense, though, because this app makes millions of dollars off of us, off of the Patriots, off the conservatives. There's millions of us on here. And they've literally stole over $1,000 from me from gifts that I've received on lives when they've taken accounts from me, you know? And I can't be the only one. I know Freedom's had thousands of dollars stolen. Kramer's have money stolen. They let your accounts build up with money from the lives, and then you forget to take it out or you forget to send it back to your account, and then all of a sudden, boom, your account's gone. No appeal process, no nothing.
I don't think we can do that
and,
here, can we?
They definitely.
Yeah,
oh, y'all can't.
Yeah, we're allowed to have gifts. We can't make earnings like the way Americans can, but we do get gifts. I just cashed out tonight. You know, once they give me a warning, I said, okay, let's get the money out.
I turn my gifts off usually when I get on live if I know I'm going on to a hot topic, because I don't want people gifting me if they're just going to steal it from me. And, you know, that's not what I'm there for. I just want to speak the truth. But, you know, it is nice for people. It's awesome that people want to do that for you. But it's crazy that TikTok steals it from you. There's no telling how many millions of dollars they stole. That's probably how they're paying these bots and trolls with all the money that they steal from us when they take our accounts.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Casey, you said you didn't know much about Epstein Island and stuff. I'll give you a little fact. James Biden, which is Joseph Biden's brother, owns the island next to Epstein Island. A lot of people don't know that, but
okay.
I don't know if you knew that or not. But
no, I didn't. I mean, I know about the laptop and shit like that, because that's all connected, is it not?
Yeah. It is.
Like Hunter Biden's laptop or whatever, and somebody's supposed to have that along with his black book, but nobody can seem to get a hold of this information. And then there's
China leaked a lot of the stuff in Hunter's laptop out about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And a lot of people got that. A lot of people saved that information. I've seen some of it. I haven't seen it all. But there's some really disgusting shit on that laptop. there's not only disgusting shit, but shit that other countries shouldn't know about. Emails with Russia and China, and I mean there's secret information on that laptop that could get people in a lot of fucking trouble, and it needs to come out.
Yeah.
This is
the black web and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I'm so glad we've got somebody like Elon. People say Elon's bad. Well, Elon hasn't proven to me that he's bad, and everything I've seen Elon do in the last 6 months to a year has made me think he may be on our side. But either side, I don't care what side he's on, he's bringing up the list, and he's telling people that we need to see the list, and he's saying people need to be prosecuted. So, once again, I'm going to stand behind Elon, and I'm going to start pushing more videos about the books and the list. Yeah. So, what do you think, Chad?
Well,
you going to make some more videos about the list?
Well, if they let me, I'm locked up. I'm going to have to do another escape from prison video and call Jimmy Durch. I don't know if you've seen that one, but it was hilarious Jimmy did the response to it, and that was priceless. I almost fell off my seat laughing.
It was funny.
I was on ban whenever they did that to you. I couldn't even respond to the video. Oh, man. Fucking TikTok. Fucking leftist.
TikTok.
Well, you know, it brought us all together. You know, that is one of the most beautiful things about this app. I mean, I don't look at people as followers. You know, we're all family and all friends. And, you know, and this radio show has been really good, you know, and we're just building a community.
Yeah, that's one thing I can say. TikTok definitely brought me together with a lot of people that I fucking love. And, it gets depressing being on Facebook and being the only one screaming about this shit and everybody just thinking you're crazy. And then you come to a platform like TikTok, and before they actually started shutting us down real good, you know, we started making family. And every time they shut me down, I make more family. Like, I never even knew Casey before my new accounts now. And I've been on for almost a year already. So every time they shut me down, I meet badass patriots. Oh, hell yeah. I'm everywhere, girl. But it's amazing the amount of people that I've met off of there that I talk to on a daily basis. And it definitely did that for us. But I wish they'd leave us the fuck alone and let us be crazy conspiracy theorists that we are.
Yes, sir.
Well, Casey, we absolutely love having you on the show tonight, and I love your videos. What do you got to say, Mr. Chadio?
Yeah, you know, we really appreciate you, and don't stop being you. You keep doing what you do, no matter how many times you get banned, because, you know, once people recognize who you are and once you have a presence about you, you're nothing to stop you. And you know, when they banned me, the actually permanent ban, I did one video, and before I knew it, I had 27,000 followers on there, and you're the same. So if they take your big account, don't worry about it. Just get on fire, and it'll all come right back to you.
I'm too goddamn stubborn to quit. Lord knows I ain't done pissing people off yet.
Damn right. It's depressing when before you actually have a good, decent, devoted following. It's hard because, man, I remember my first five or six accounts. You know, the first one, you know, I got up to almost 100,000 followers, and then they took it away from me. Well, 3-4 months in, I'm sitting here going, I've only got 4,000 followers. I've only got 4,000 followers. Nobody's hearing me. 200 people seen that video, you know. Well, what's the point in doing it if nobody's going to see it? Well, then you finally, somebody finds you or somebody duets you, and you finally get back out to the people that want to see you, and eventually they start looking for you, and people tell me, hey, man, I get up and look, just go search 3 rows in the morning just to see if you got banned or not. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. But, yeah, absolutely, we're too stubborn. Casey, never give up. Chad says he's going to quit if he gets banned, but he's lying because I'm going to make him an account and send him
quitting.
The info.
No, he's not quitting. He's not allowed to quit.
No.
No.
Quitters. Quitting for quitters.
No, we're not quitters.
I will just talk to the kind people, okay?
You do that, bud. Let me know how it works out.
Yeah, I was going to say, let us know how that works out for you.
It's good working.
No, what you need to do is you need to come back and change your pronouns and come back and drag.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start wearing a wig and some shit, but I'm still going to talk conservative patriot shit. Let's see how long I last.
Exactly. Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
If Michael takes off his sunglasses and his hat, nobody knows who he is anyway.
No.
That's right.
No.
That's why I have to do a video every once in a while without a hat on, so everybody knows, oh, I do have hair. They so if they do see me, they'll know who I am, you know. I got to do one every once in a while.
Yeah, I would walk past you on the street. I wouldn't even know my own toes.
That's right. Incognito, brother. Maybe it helps me get past the facial recognition. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So what about you, Kim? You got anything left to say to Miss Casey?
Well, we've been chatting this whole time, her and I.
Oh, that's why she's been so quiet. It is your
fault.
You've kept her from us.
No.
You've hogged her. You've hogged her from the people.
Oh, wow.
That's not right.
Here we go. No, Casey knows that I absolutely adore her, and she was nervous to come on. I had to talk her down. Even tonight as I was driving home, she's like, I'm nervous. And I was like, oh, my God. So I had to call her and go, stop. You're fine. So, no, I do appreciate you very much coming on and just keep doing what you're doing. Just you have to keep doing it. Do it for people like me that just don't have time to make content. Because I honestly do not have time. Well, the time I do, I look homeless, and it's like, no, I'm not making a video. It's like, no.
I don't even consider what I look like when I make these videos. Half the time, I don't even got all my clothes on.
Well, yeah, it's just usually I've got, you know, dogs around me and everything, so it's, you know, I just don't have time. But we really appreciate you making the time tonight to come on. It's just absolutely awesome, and the show will be on our Facebook page for anyone who wants to listen to it tomorrow. We appreciate everyone calling in, and yeah, Chad, Michael, you guys go ahead and finish off.
Absolutely.
All right, you know,
I remind everybody that we have the Disrespected Trucker Show on Thursday nights if you like our content. They talk about a lot of the stuff we do, and I think it comes on at 7 o'clock p.m. on Thursday as well. And next week we have Ant, Conservative Ant, is going to be our special guest, and I freaking can't wait. The dude's hilarious. He knows his shit, and I've been texting him for the last week, and it's going to be awesome. So I can't wait. So, Chad, you want to shut her down, brother?
Yeah, you know, I'll be excited to have Ant on as well, and maybe, you know, maybe he'd be a good one to tell Matt about the pronouns and all this stuff, you know. But I love his content.
That would be a great one.
Yeah, he can speak for the LBGQ community. So, anyways, we won't go there, but. You know, I just appreciate everybody that listens in and takes the time out of their evening. And, you know, just keep fighting the fight. And anybody who's not following Kim, you know, Kim is a Canadian chick. I hope I said it right this time.
You did.
Follow her. She's our producer, boss, and manager now, I guess.
Oh, I own them. I own the masses.
But she's doing a great job, and she's really helping us with the show, guys. So if you're listening, make sure you follow her. And that's all I have to say. Good night.
Yeah, for the people that we didn't get to on the phones, Beautiful Broken, please do call back next week. We would love to hear from you. And like I said, we'll have Ant in here next week. So it's going to be a very fun, interesting show. And Casey, thank you so much. Love your content. I love, I think somebody else said it too, but my favorite video is where you're proven not to be a man. That was fucking hilarious. It's probably one of the first.
That was good.
That was
priceless. You know, so, I don't know how you get away with trolling the trolls as much. I trolled one the other day and I caught 4 violations for it. So, but like I said, she'll never fuck with me again. She didn't like what I had to say to her, and she didn't want it out there on TikTok, so she made sure it got took down. But, yeah, thank you so much for calling in. And I guess we're going to end this bad boy on a good note. Love you all. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Night.
Thank you.
Night.
Bye, guys.
Bye.